Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell y'all something. And this is one of the most serious things that I've ever said. Maybe even one of the most emotional and personal things that I've ever said. And it has to do with DMX, and it has to do with his passing. But not only his passing, but his childhood and what he has went through. What we have went through. Now, my relationship with DMX, we wasn't super close, but we had time enough to be able to talk to each other. And coming from similar backgrounds, there are certain things that I need y'all to understand. This is not what somebody told me. This is what he said to me. He said, you know, when he was younger, his mom had took him to a children's home and said that they was just going to visit. And she left him there. She took him there and she left him there. And he was too little to be there. Too little to understand how to defend himself, how to take care of himself and everything else. But he did it. And he survived it. And we all have our ways of dealing with it. I've been through that system. I've been through that. I know what it's like when people think that adults don't care about children. I know what it's like to run the streets, sleep on a train, sleep in the hallways, try to sleep at friends' houses, have people tell you you could come stay at their house, and their brothers are trying to mess with you, or even their fathers and adults and uncles and shit. I know what it is like. And we all handle it differently. We all have our demons. When people would see me and say how angry I was, they didn't understand what I had endured and what I went through. And as soon as me and DMX came in contact with each other, as soon as me and Earl came in contact with each other, we already knew what was done to that spirit. And it makes you overly aggressive. It makes you seem angry to people. It makes you seem mad to people. So people try to find whatever they can in order to overcome that. Some people turn to drugs, some people turn to drinking, some people turn to other things. People wonder why we give so much, the money that I make now, right? I give most of my money away to children who are in foster care and going through situations. You know why? Because there was nobody to do that for me. There was nobody to do that for me. So I do that. I give back. I try to make everybody happy. I try to keep everybody good because of what I may be dealing with on the inside. Everybody's fighting their own fucking demons. So when I think about it right now, I think about the fact that when that certain amount of peace comes along, why do you think, let me tell you why Roxanne Shanté don't drink or don't use drugs. You know why? Because I'm so afraid to find some fucking peace in it that I would never stop. I'm so afraid to find some fucking peace in it. I still now fight with going to sleep. When I'm up and I'm posting 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not happy that I'm up 3-4 o'clock in the morning posting, knowing that I gotta start my day all over again. But that's because when you go through those systems and you go through that, you learn how not to sleep. You learn how not to sleep. So you up. You up. And every time somebody shows you the least little amount of some type of deceit, or you catch somebody wrong, you so quick to let go because you know that as soon as you let your guards down, as soon as you trust somebody, something bad can happen. Something really bad can happen because you've done it. To miss out on a childhood
And then people wonder why you make the mistakes you make. Yeah, I make mistakes all the time. And they say, oh, you probably suffer from arrested development. Oh, you probably have this, you probably have that. No, I went through some fucking shit too early in life. I went through it when I wasn't supposed to. That's what it was. I went through it when I wasn't supposed to. And it's just so hard when you see people saying mean things and doing mean things, and even when you online and people are posting and saying negative things and saying all this other foul shit, you learn to just see past it. You learn how not to you learn to, you get a tough skin because of it. So my heart is hurting right now, but in a way, I know that he has found some fucking peace. I do. And I'm saying this right now because for all of us who have experienced it, for everybody that's been out there that has went through the foster care system and had a bad experience, because I'm not going to say all foster parents is bad, because I have a sister who's a foster care parent because she wanted to be one of the good ones. When you have been a check child, that means they take them and they take you in their house because they only want a fucking check. And then you go into this fucking hip-hop field, and they only fucking nice to you because you're a commodity and you making them some fucking money. It's like this cycle never fucking stops. It just never stops. Oh, my God. So just know that there were people that were out here that were trying to help him, people that he could talk to, but you can't. Nobody can fix what is unreachable inside of you. And it's just rough. And I just need to say that. So if you know a child and you see a child in foster care, or you see a child that's going through something, man, help them. Say something. Say something to their parents. You know, do something. Because you never know who that child is going to grow up to be. You never know who that child is going to grow up to touch. You never, ever know. You just don't know. And you just don't know. So I'm just saying, anybody that has been through it, I know it's hard, and I know that you're dealing with it, and I know you done seen enough social workers to save you a lifetime, but maybe there is some type of therapy you get. Sometimes it's not even about wanting to grow up and be rich and have money. That's not it. It's not wanting to grow up. It's about wanting to find some peace, some happiness, a family that is yours. That's what you really want. That's all you want. I took in kids because I wanted kids to feel happy. I wanted them to feel a place that they could go and be loved. And yeah, my mouth may be foul, but they know they would never be hurt. They know they would be fed. They knew I would share my laughs. That's all you want. That's all you want. That's all you want, you know. So I just needed to say that.
With prop.
Yo, Black King. Black King. Black King. Something you need to know. Black King, you gotta know you're royal. You gotta know you came from rich soil. I always be loyal to my Black King. You gotta know you're royal.
Yeah.
pondering. You stay focused. When we're together, your eyes are never wandering. Hopeless romantics we used to be, but now we making plans to travel motherlands and build a family. I have my daughters, you have your sons. We could build as one and be the Black Brady Bunch. Black king, you're the prototype. Nobody's in your league. You're dominant in jeans.
A lot of people are not even looking at that aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? It's giving us peace right now. Peace. Peace. You know?
Your man Nonstop on there for you.
Okay. Stizzle. Okay. What up, Stizzle? You know? Say what's up to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I love the support. You know what I'm saying? The continued support. They've been riding with me from day one. You know what I'm saying? Ups, downs, good, bad, and I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that I come across, anybody I cross paths with, y'all know, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I see you, I show the same love you give me, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, I do appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? You know. People are like, yo, why don't you get on and say a prayer? You know, say a prayer. You know, say a prayer. And the reason I didn't or haven't is because I feel like this is the time when you should learn to pray for yourself. You know what I'm saying? God has given you time away from the distractions. You gotta be on your shoe. You know, away from the distractions like that one. You know, away from the everyday hustle. Things that we came to think were important, we're finding out haven't been that important at all, you know, haven't been that important at all, you know, and starting to realize that it's really important, is having our loved ones around us, having our loved ones with us, you know, close counters, you know, just getting back to who we are, who we're supposed to be. The word is peace, be still. That's the word. Peace, be still. I mean, that's in the Bible. Those are not my words. It's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And we've gotten that. He forced us into it, you know? But, you know, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, you know? You know, listen. God's going to make you listen. Believe that. He's going to sit you down. He will sit you down. And that's just what it is. This is what it is. There's some that were called home to God, and others who became aware of the grace that God was willing to give them by bringing them back from the brink of Scarface. Amen? Scarface. Making a recovery. Love you, brother. You know? On the other hand, Fred the Godson. He's with God. Godson. Come on. Come on. He's with God right now. You know? My condolences to the family. My condolences to the family of everyone that's lost someone. You know, whether it's a family member or a friend. You know, we feel that pain. But we feel that pain because we're going to miss them being with us. You know? If you think about where they are, hey, they're in a better place. They're in a better place. The word says, when I next observed the oppression that take place under the sun, I saw the tears of the oppressed. They have no one to comfort them. Their opportunities will power, but they have no one to comfort them. So I declare that the dead who have already died are more fortunate than the living who are still alive. But happier than both are those who have never existed, who haven't witnessed the terrible things that happen under the sun. Ecclesiastes 4. That's the word. I mean, like. The best thing that we can hope for, the most important thing we can hope for, or pray for, or ask for, is that our desires coincide with God's will. Because at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, it's going to be God's will. It's always going to be God's will. You try to understand what his, you know, why he does what he does, and he's going to end up with a headache. Just do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Ecclesiastes 3. There is a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens. A time for giving birth and a time for dying. A time for planting and a time for uprooting what was planted. A time for and a time for healing. A time for tearing down and a time for building up. A time for crying and a time for laughing. A time for mourning and a time for dancing. A time for throwing stones and a time for gathering stones. A time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces. A time for, a time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces. What? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. A time for searching and a time for losing. A time for keeping and a time for throwing away. A time for tearing, a time for repairing. A time for keeping silent, and a time for speaking. A time for loving, and a time for hating. A time for war, a time for peace. I mean, like I said, it goes back to, you know, you're going to start with a prayer, you're going to do this with a prayer. Yo. There are no words more powerful than the book. And your prayer, your own prayer, will do a lot better than someone else praying for you. Whoever hasn't given their life to Jesus yet, whoever hasn't surrendered all the way, though there may be some of you who don't know how, I'm going to walk you through that right now. If you're serious about it, you don't got to be serious, but if you don't want to do it, don't just say. But if you're serious about it, right now, giving your life to the Lord, say it with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I repent for my sins. And right this moment, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. It's that simple. It's that simple, but you got to mean it. You got to mean it. Everything that's happened is God's will. Don't try to understand it. Just get that relationship with him. get that relationship with him. Get that relationship with him, and even the things you don't understand won't be as hard on you as it would be if you try to understand. It's crazy. I woke up this morning and it's like, with chills, you know. God put it on my heart to speak. So this, you know, this is new to me. This is, you know, that's not what I do. Come on, I ain't, you know, with showing what everybody what I'm doing every minute. That's just not me. That's not how I get down. You know what I'm saying? You see me when you see me. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna change. I'm not gonna change. You know? I love who I am. I'm God's child. We all are. If you don't know it, you're gonna miss out on so many blessings that He has for you. And it comes from insight. It just comes from being aware. The word says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Perish is not always dead. It's being lost. Not being able to be found. Ecclesiastes 3:16. I saw something else under the sun. In the place of justice, there was wickedness. In the place of what was right, there was wickedness again. I thought to myself, God will judge both religious, both righteous and wicked people, because there's a time for every matter and every deed. Oh, He's telling you right here. He's telling you, let me do what I do and fall in. That's what it boils down to, man. Again, you know, every album is a prayer, you know, and normally I grasp at every opportunity to pray. I'm saying I won't, but it's more important that you learn how to pray for yourself. You might not always have somebody with you that can pray. You might not always be able to get in touch with somebody that can say a prayer for you. And you need a prayer. God has given you the time. He's given you the time to get closer to Him. To become familiar with you know, what's going on, how you're supposed to move. We've lost a lot of people. And again, like in Moses, go to their families. But like the word said, they're better off than we are. When you think about it, what hurts the most is that we won't see them again. They won't be here with us. Because we're suffering. Yeah. We're suffering. But as long as you got God, it's going to be all right. With God, whatever it is, it's going to be all right. When you truly have God, whatever it is, it's going to be all right. Because you don't know that's God's will. The story's already been written. It speaks to Him before we were born, and it refers to after we're already gone. What makes you think we can change any aspects of what was already written? Get into the book. Get into the word. And it'll make whatever you're going through a lot easier to deal with. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna sit here and beat you in the head all day. You know what I'm saying? You know, I said what I have to say. God bless.
These bitches want from a nigga.
True, you know what I'm saying?
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Mm-hmm.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Break them up,
son. Hey, yo!
Dog,
I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slag, cocoa puff, sweet bitches, make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right? So what is it you want from a nigga?
What?
I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch,
I blaze you, you blaze me.
On.
Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever test.
Right.
Better than all the rest. I'm like, alright, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
She wants
from a nigga.
What you want?
What these bitches want from a nigga? Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookies. Oh, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, LaToya, Tita, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit. Now that I'm fucking with you here, but I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga? I think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this, some caps, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm sleep, trying to creep with your best friend. What it is, dig deep.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Peace, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Haru the Seven Oracle. All right, y'all catch that? All right, guys. And today in the classroom, we are going to be talking about DMX, y'all. Now, let me tell you guys something. Well, first off, let me give thanks. Let me give gratitude. Thank you. Shout out to the 32. Much energy to the 23. Also, thank all of you in the audience. Callers, we do see you as well, and I will bring you in later in the broadcast. Thank you, audience, and we definitely appreciate your gratitude and for what you guys have, you know, what you guys do in the background to support EAR. And we're also always open to sponsorship and enhancing this. What we've been doing here for about almost 3 years now. Well, let me say, Enhancing Awareness Radio was founded in 2013, although it kind of laid idle for a few years, but it revamped back in 2019, and it has been great, impeccable. You know, people, some have come in and out, but some still remain with us, you guys. So shout out to Discussions in the Black Room. Which is, you guys may know Professor Kaba from Hidden Colors. I'm friends with his daughters, and his daughters, he joins his daughters every other Tuesday. So this Tuesday coming up, you're going to have them on, guys. It's a family affair. You know, the mom comes in every now and then, but it's a family affair to where the trio actually discuss, you know, pretty much hot topics. I hope that Lawnmower. Oh, great, great. But they do a trio anyway every other Tuesday, guys. So it's a great family affair, guys. I think you guys will enjoy that. Even if you enjoy Professor Kaba, I mean, he has a lot of great work on YouTube, you know. So go check them out, you guys, and also go on the archives and check out their broadcast, you guys. You guys would definitely love those hot topics that they do every other Tuesday. All right, so Motivational Classroom, as you guys know, is going to be every Saturday. And Spiritual Soul Sunday is going to be every Sunday, guys. Tomorrow on Spiritual Soul Sunday, we're going to be concluding the Four Agreements, right? The Four Agreements is a wonderful book about, you know, not taking things personally, doing your best, never make assumptions. And there's one more that I'm forgetting. But don't take it personal. Oh, God. No, being impeccable with your word. Don't take it personal. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. There we go. So great insight, you guys. Eternal and I think Eternal and I was the only one on these particular broadcasts as life deemed it to be. And we even had a caller call in on one of the broadcasts, you guys. So amazing insight, y'all. So tomorrow we're going to be concluding that with Don't Make Assumptions, which is a tough one for me, y'all. You know, we all still healing and growing. But I don't really want to say it's tough. I make it tough. You know what I mean? It's my shit. I make it tough. But as we grow through our healing, guys, it's accountability. I'm learning to have fun with it. You know, it's not so bad being accountable for your shit, you know. The hard conversations now, that's another story. But the fact that we can all learn, grow, fuck up, you know, make mistakes, however you perceive that, you know. But to every perceived problem, you guys, I'm finding that there's always a spiritual solution. The key is, or the thing is, can you see? Okay, I'm talking first eye. All right, can you see? All right, so today, guys, motivational question. Let's talk about DMX. All right, so I'm joined by Brother Eternal. LJ may be with us, may or may not. We also have Jimmy in the background as well. Jimmy represents our youth. So, Jimmy, I'll bring you on in a bit. But we're going to be talking about DMX. You guys know I do not do celebrities. I do not give celebrities energy. I just do not. You know, I don't idolize people in that aspect. It's just not my shit. But there are, I don't like saying but either. Everything before but is bullshit, right? Yet. I replaced but with yet years ago. So, and yet, I do like to honor, all right? This is an honoring of DMX in his life. I do. DMX is one of the few rappers that I truly loved and truly had compassion for and truly respect, because, you know, a lot like Tupac, I think he was a little rowdier than Tupac, but a lot like Tupac, you know, they both shared that set energy, you know, for lack of better. Pretty sure Brother Eternal can come in and kind of break down that energy. You know, it's that dark energy that. They call him the Prince of Darkness, I think. No, the hell they was not saying that Prince William was the Prince of Light, were they? You know, okay. Because, you know, they compared him too, which I hear that was Masonic. But, you know, let's talk about DMX. We're going to talk about addiction, and we're going to talk about Holly Weird, all right? Not Hollywood, but Holly Weird. What the fuck is going on in Hollywood, you guys? What the fuck is truly going on with these rituals, you know? I did a broadcast in the archives that you guys can go back and check, and it's on Hollywood cloning, all right? So it's a lot of shit that's going on in Hollywood that I don't even think we have a fucking clue. A lot of it is ritual, I feel. A lot of it is mathematical, you know, as far as these celebrity deaths, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, damn, you know, when they say you signing your contract in blood, what did that really mean to sign your contract in blood? So I'm thinking a lot of these celebrities that may be passing, some of them may be genuine deaths, but, I'm going to try to download. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this clip. I got to download it. But Bobby Hemmett says, y'all know Bobby Hemmett, honor to the possible ancestor. I'm still unclear on that. I feel that he is an ancestor, but honor to him, Bobby Hemmett. He has laid out the foundation for all of us, y'all. And what I'm finding in this energy that we're in now, go back. You know, sometimes we got to go back to kindergarten sometimes, even though Bobby shit is like spirituality 306. Sometimes we got to go back. But in this energy, y'all, go back and restudy Bobby Hammond's shit. Because what I'm finding is I am seeing the shit on a whole different frequency. Like, it's the same lecture, but it seems like Bobby is another Bobby. He's talking about different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it first happened, I was like, okay, what the fuck? This is the same lecture I always listen to. But when I'm listening to it this time, it was totally different. Like, I think Bobby probably knew what the fuck he was doing. It's like they encode things in these lectures to kind of hit your subconscious. I love that. Thank you so much, Bobby, and to the rest, you know, who did that. You know, Delwood Blair is another one who is on my to-do list to study this week. All right, guys. Please be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Yeah, we have a lot of cool stuff. I'm updating that. If you need a website, guys, I have started to exercise my skill on building websites, you know, at a real flat, cheap rate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just $100, you know what I'm saying? $100 straight out, flat, you know, and I can create you a website. So be sure to go on that. We also have free books on our website, PDF. So under PDF access on our website, we have books available. So Eternal, go ahead. You know what I mean? You go ahead, Eternal. You got the mic. What the hell is going on in Holly Weird? DMX, his whole story, we know that he wasn't a perfect person, but, you know, we can respect the 360 that I feel that he exuded. You know, it wasn't no shame in his game and his shit. You know what I mean? He just kept it real. I was watching the interview with his son. I don't know if you've seen that one, Eternal, but the interview with his son I was watching this morning. I may play it, but his son was angry, but DMX had this. I wish Auntie LJ was here because we was just talking about this just last night. And, you know, we see our parents, you know, in this role that we want them to be, but I feel that DMX was trying to explain to his son, but his son wasn't hearing it. But DMX was like, look, I am who the fuck I am, bro. You know what I mean? But as a child, you know, as a son, we don't understand that coming from our parents. So anyway, the mic is open. Peace unto you, Eternal. Thank you for your consistency and always being here, you know, on time. Well, there is no fucking time. You know, you're always here with us, you know what I'm saying? So definitely gratitude to that and the wisdom that you always exude when you come through. So peace.
Peace, greetings. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling refreshed today. Refreshed, recharged, determined would be my word.
There you go. Yeah, they say optimistic is the key, so I only stay optimistic, you be. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This time around, we were, like, facing fear and fear tactics. So a lot of the things that we've looked at, whether it be Lauryn Hill or you know, artists that really got out there, and then all of a sudden they flipped out, and you're like, wait, man, how did that happen? You know, you're getting a starlight, you kind of have a star bright. Star bright, so bright you couldn't see the star tonight. How the star ends up being so much that we are just star, as the suggestion comes back into ourselves, and now we got a different suggestion. We know ourselves. It just takes time to know ourselves. And because we, as you said earlier, might end up being on a point of making a full circle about ourselves, do we really see ourselves in elevation? And it might be till after we're gone that we start to elevate. And of course, then it'll be too late. Just as the sun, as you say, our sun do as our daughter does, the waters. We find our dues and our dualities of do we do it or do we not. I spoke earlier about how if you're babysitting somebody, do you really get the idea of what the babysitter does, or do you just look at them as a babysitter? Some of us don't have children, so we don't know what it's like to have children. And then the moment we have children, we say, oh, I got a child. But are you in the room with your child? 9 times out of 10, most of us get on this phone to do everything. So now we don't do everything like we do before we had the phone. So now when we have a child, it's almost like the same thing. What is it are we putting ourselves back in to tune ourselves back out of? It's a complex in what DMX had to go through. And that's what we kept seeing. We keep seeing these repeated patterns. You know, Tupac went through it. Biggie went through it. The idea that the dad wasn't there. And then you say, was my daddy there? And then you start to show, this is why my dad wasn't there. This is how I've become. So now we're a project being projected out of the projection. Yet, is that really us? You know, do we really have that point saying, Lord, forgive me for all the things that I'm doing? Or are you saying, Lord, forgive me all the things that I've done, and I won't do it again? Some of us still do it. Mm. And then we say, we accept it because I'm a man. This is what man does. Or was it mankind, and they taught you how mankind is, and that's why you do what it does. We're seeing the Moses all over again. When I looked up his actual time frame and having an existence, we got the 12th of December on the 18th day and a 19 being 70 in the year. In that time frame, 1970s, there was still a lot of masculinity still happening. Until 1975, we kind of said, you know what, we need to get more in tune with femininity. That's the actual day that I came into existence. Imagine that. Everybody has a special day that they came into existence. However, if they don't look through the time clock that they already have on this phone that we really look through, and we don't really look through it far enough, you probably won't see what happened that special day when you came into existence. So now you really ain't thinking how your life is really special to the rest of the world, only thinking that you're special. Confirmation. Usually when you think about how special you are, you have to go into what makes you special in the first place. Your DNA. So how much DNA do you have? This is why when we say DME, we don't know it's still connected to an X being unknown. We're all in this unknown pattern and how the pattern came out as a three. Three is what we call a legba. We also say the same a legba is also impu. This is where you get the other side of the three and you add it and makes it an eight together. Putting it together, one side of the eight, I mean one side of the three and the other side of the three equals this eight concept. So we're going to always run into the Scorpio energy of how do we relate to all of these things that we eat as we ate it. As a dog, do we actually have to be one who barks all the time or be the ark and bark? I became an e-dog myself. I had dog on the back of my neck. On the back of the head, I wrote E and the D-O-G. Not in the knowing that I was still all connected to this mentalness of society. Of course, we say, because my dad wasn't there. This is what society made me. So as I look at the rest of the numbers, it goes into 18, 18 being 9, 9 being the birth as we connect to the birth. And then you say 3 plus 9 and you get 12. What else but 12 being 3 again? But 12 being also the 12 of the disciple or the discipline of self. And then we got 19. So So now after 18 and 19, of course, that's our age and legality and where we were delinquent. And now at 19, do we do anything to before, or even if we do get to the age of 70, 1970? But this 1970 equals 18, which is a 9. So now we got 218. 218, how does that work? We realize that 18 plus 8 is 16, plus the 1 6 is a 2 and a 6, so now it's 26. And then add that 1, it's a 36. So we're using 36 as a 360, not knowing the full circle of who we are before we come into an existence. Yet, adding all these numbers go back to 3 as the ruling path number to this brother in this life form of a 3. You're wondering, why did I give you that information? Well, let's go on to the day of his passing to the existence. It was a 4. 4 also can represent the 13, but we don't call it that. But now add the 9 to it, you get 13, 4 plus 9. So they took my brother out on the April 9th, and yet it was on the 12th or the 18th he came into existence. If I say the 18th, I'm going to say it again, 3 and a 9, right, being the 12, being the 1 plus 2, and then your 18 being a 9. And now the day they take you out is 4-9. How ironic, or is that just coincidence? Are we really looking at
Oh,
time?
Wow. Oh, wow.
And if you put your 2 I'm plus your other now. 2, you got your 20, right? It's 2 plus 2 and it's 4, and now it's a 5. Why would they make a 5 a Leo energy, a 13 being a 1 plus 3 is 8 to the 5? Why are they really putting him as the 1, which makes it 9? So now you take him out as a 9 energy we don't know about. Yet he started in the world as a 3 energy. Something is really going on here. And if I add them together, I got 12 again. This again goes right back to Eshu, Elegba, and Pu, one who was in charge of the underworld. And yet you called him DMX as a dog. And the Rough Riders came out of that with Eve. There's too much of what we don't see, and we still see Adam and Eve. Adam is what they were calling this brother. They call him a dark man. They call him Dark Man X. Isn't that almost close to his Malcolm X? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on scientifically, spiritually, and physically to this. Remember that SPM or PMS. And yet 13 cycles to the moon cycles is 13 of how we howl to it, and how with an H is owl, and then without the H, of course, you hear owl. But howl, as you howl to the moon, and if I turn L-W-O to L-O-W, you got low from this O, L-W, which we call howl with an H. So we are howling at these women, or we are howling at their emotions, and the 13 as being this DMX and thing, and then we actually say, you know, I have Shonda, Phoenicia, whatever, I can call them all out. Because I'm just looking at them as a number now. I'm looking at my women as a number now. And this is why poly is so much. They say poly, is it poly or polyandry? You don't even know the difference anymore. You don't care because you say, ah, that woman looks greater than the one I already got. Let me get this one. Did you ask your woman that you with? Could you get this one? There's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going here. We're not even realizing. And was it about just getting one? Because that's just like a score thing. How do you not know her zodiac sign? How do you not know your own zodiac sign? How do you not know what path you're already on? They say 9 months birth or is it 12 months you came into this existence. See, if they already got you off your birth certificate as B.C. before Christ, then when you say call on Jesus, is it that you just calling on Jesus? Because you could have called on a whole bunch of other ones. You just called on Jesus, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? Jesus is a body part. Now, this is going to confuse a lot of us because we don't go within ourselves. So now when someone says Jesus is a body part, you'd be like, what? No, that's not real. That's not... Who didn't? Well, how many times have you heard that Jesus being an aspect of a body part? Then how about there'll be 12 of them, of those body parts, that Jesus goes through and becomes disciples in all of it? Because it's Jesus sitting with the 12 disciples for a reason. He's letting y'all know, every one of y'all could be just as strong as me, as a son. So now we have sunar or lunar. We get our stellar of energy. It's still a three. It's always been a trinity. Just what trinity are we being replayed as we're still replaying ourselves in this play of ourselves? Now, I remember Aaliyah. I remember how she said she's one in a million.
Now,
I remember all these other women, too, from Left Eye Lopez to all my other younger sisters that was out there, Sisters with Voices, even Destiny's Child. They were all young. These brothers are carrying them about starting messing with these young sisters and bringing them out there and saying, these are the women. These are the women. But this is the same thing that happened since the 1900s, where they had them push out women out and market them as a serenade and now to being a sermaid and now a mermaid. They merred to be a maid, a maid to be a mer. They don't even know what love is anymore. They into lust for love.
You're telling them,
now we're being lustful.
So you, so you're saying a lot of men are responsible for that? For putting them out there?
The principality behind it, we are looking at more than what should be the fulcrum. Like, if we're still going in the same direction, when do we change our direction? Or does the wind take control of everything? When do we do some fire bending so the wind maybe can change its direction? Some air, some earth, some water bending. So now you can see who's the true avatar, or are we just doing surrogate stuff, repeating and saying the same pattern of what this used to be. If you stuck your foot in the ocean right now and take your foot out of that ocean, wouldn't the pattern change? And wouldn't it also be that you had a participation in that pattern that changed? Mm-hmm. Or do you just look at the ocean and see, oh, I admire the waves and don't want to be a part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the art of it?
That detail.
It's a part of that. We are or a part of this. And then are we a part and participle towards it? So you could be social, but what happened to social? If I have a community, how do I know it as a community? Or we call it just the hood. You know, the hood is in a different language, in a different tone. That means you're phallus. And we say bumper as if it's a car, but it's also meaning the butt, the backside, what you said earlier with the BS. We don't know how much BS we've been giving each other. And then they say, are you saved? Well, as long as you be saved a little bit, as long as you save yourself. How do you save yourself when you don't know what save is? Like money, like mint. You see mint, but don't see what you mint. We've been minting this all the time, see minting it. So now what is it that we represent when we say, I see what you mint? Do we know how our true essence is the spell words that we keep spilling out and not showing, seeing ourselves as the gossip to go spell it out, that we can cast out just as much too? And now that we've been cast away as a man in the view, we've been seeing family as in family ties broken. So now when we say, oh, I'm open, how are you really open? Because you got more women than the next man, but you can't even expand that woman. So now how do you open for him when you say fist in hand? That's supposed to be masculine and feminine, but we don't see that either. So our genders, just as much as our principles, has also been duplicated. And now we're saying nanotechnology is better than me. I'd rather be on this phone than anything else. I don't even want nobody around me. So now we got AI more than the advance of yourself as an intelligence. This is why David became a divider and started dividing things, even though he's a six-pointed star. Yet at the same time, that's what they call Mary. And they say she's a hex and calls curses to these men because she's creating a baby. And now he's cursed to be around her, and she's acting up, and she got birth sickness and, more as they call it, mourning sickness. I'm going to call it birth sickness because if you're mourning, that means death. Yet at the same time, doesn't she die when she has a baby? She has to go through a death when she has a baby. She goes through two deaths if she has a boy. We don't even know she might go three deaths because she can't even really function because she never did this before. So there's a lot of pre, postpartum, all that kicks in. And we don't ever know that. We contract our women to be with us, and now we say, now I have a son. And now I'm who I am. You're just going to accept me for who? No. How about we can accept you to change and correct yourself? Oh, yeah, I'm not one of those fans either. I mean, I like DMX. I like him. But then there was some errors that I didn't realize I was overcoming, too, in that time frame, putting D-Dog on my head. I had to change my whole format because it was getting to a point. My granddad was telling me, cut your hair because you got long hair. So now I'm in the version of cutting my hair, cutting off the E-Dog. But then I said, now I'm stuck. I don't know where I'm going now. And, you know, the boxes were number one in America in projects mainly because it was a military haircut, not because it was popular. So we created wearing a box while our sisters wear the peacock. I call it the peacock or the quail, where we just have the hair in a bun up at top. You know it. You've seen it all the time. But they just pull their hair up and all their hair be up in one little bun, and then they walk around like that. It's like the little quail, how the quail actually has their hair the same way. They had the little thing sitting up top like a little feather or something. That same connection. We've been at a point where we're being subject to become these things without realizing you can be yourself. You can be more natural. You can be an avatar. The avatar done copied it. We got predator done copied it. But when we see it as predator, that's why we don't want to be it. We don't want to be looking like that with some dread. They call it dreadlocks. But there's so many locks in locks, Nubian locks, twisted locks, spiral locks, spaghetti locks, twisted locks. I ain't even know, sister locks. There's a whole bunch of different locks. But because we see trees and grass, we say, oh, that's trees and that's grass. You can't stay in that dormant forever. It's a time for you to change, you know. Until you find yourself changing, you'll be another DMX, having a DMX situation. That's all. Mm. I see that DMX is the purpose. You can have DMX. Great. Great to have DMX. We're just that we're all not DMXs. We're all not actually like the father that wants to do that to our son. You know, and the rough riding, that's a little bit off too. We can't rough ride ourselves like that. What is the rough riding about anyway? What is the way you say it? How is it rough riding? Why would you want to rough ride somebody? So it's a lot of what we were saying, okay, well, he had his time. And now is another time to have some other times. Because when you look at, like I said, the numbers and how this was taken out, you're talking about the number three that he was in a solid number, and then the number nine, how they exited him out. So now that's three times itself. We got to see how 333. Is it a 333, or is it what nine does to us? Nine is known as Sekhmet energy. Nine is known as the energy of Sagittarius. Yet this is what he is, a Sagittarius. Isn't that so? 1218 represents Sagittarius. So how do we didn't know the gas and the guys? Gas is Sag backwards. There's so much about this is like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Oh, yeah, this makes sense. No wonder he was fire. No wonder he was a fire energy. And no wonder he had a stage. He had to get on stage to do these things. He had a calling through his DNA. A lot of us have this calling through our DNA. A lot of us are into that, you touched me the wrong way, now I got to do the right thing. Shoot, my cousin gave me a woo, and I smoked it, and I didn't know what it was. I said, okay, nope, not ever doing that again. And then he tried to dupe me again. I was like, okay, you know what? I really don't like you as my cousin right now. And to this day now, I just talked to him like maybe 2 days ago, and he's like, you know, I just made sure I didn't do nothing wrong, and I was, you know, I'm like, now in the back of my mind, I was like, whoa, bro, you actually did. You didn't do like your dad. And your dad now has passed away. So now I'm seeing things that I was just like, okay, wait a minute. He still ain't seen this stuff either. So now I got to actually, when I get in front of him, say, hey, bro, you try to slip me a Mickey. Maybe you just forgotten it. Maybe you just wanted to see yourself doing all the good stuff and didn't want to, and you ignored your bad stuff so that you could be all right. But it ain't about you ignoring your bad stuff so you could be all right. You got to face your bad stuff so now you can do the shadow work that we need to do and cleanse this so you won't repeat it, right? Or don't pass it on to your child that you were just saying, oh, I'm a grown man, do what grown man do. That child don't want to hear that. That child does not want to hear that. That child doesn't want to say, well, I'm proud of you singing a song about calling a woman to be when he's right next to his mother more than he's around you.
Man.
The moment I said the B word to my son's mother, I realized I need to take that back. I need to wash my mouth out with soap. I'm never going to do that again. And I apologize. I had to apologize to her son, who happens to love men. And I was like, wow, I'm in a whole nother world, which my son don't have that same connection. He still loves women. So I'm like, okay, well, we all see things different out of the people that we go to and be with. And at the same time, I can't condemn them for what is going on. However, I got to condemn myself for what I've been doing, you know, my trait. What did I cause out? What did I push out in the world and the universe that didn't know I was damaging it? And the idea of I knew that child before he became who he was. I said, okay, let me do some push-ups and do some balance this. He didn't know how to balance it. And I'm quite sure him, like another child, got to him touching him in the wrong way. This is where we don't see it because we put our child with everybody. Y'all can sleep over. Y'all can have a sleepover, but you're not over there.
All it takes
is like five good minutes. And now your child advanced in a different way. What's wrong with my child? Why is my child acting up? Why is my child stealing and lying?
And
I can't stand my child.
If you don't pay attention, you won't even know from a lot of times. You know what I mean? It happened to me at 6. That's how I know about that. Yeah.
Mine was at 6. See how that worked? See how the Virgo, the Virgin, the 6, the David touches you in a different way? And at 16, I found out I had high blood pressure. So not only was I not correcting that, I had to correct my health. I was spiritually touched, physically touched the wrong way. And then I get married.
Wow.
And at 24, there go that 6, I get a divorce because I said something ain't right. Something is just not clicking. No, 24, I got married. And then at 30, the 3, the half of the 6, I say, you know what? The heck with this. Something ain't right. I'm getting out of this. We gotta fix something. From that 20, actually, it was 29 to 30. I was into that virgin. I said, okay, I got to find myself. And then by 31, I said, okay, I now know officially this is not my way. I got to come all the way out. And 4 years of, you know, to a decade, to at least 2 decades of saying, okay, now I finally cleansed myself from that situation. My son 18 now. Why do I got to wait to 18 for it to say, okay, now I'm okay with your mother and I'm okay with the whole situation? Some of these men don't go through getting out that quick. And notice I said that quick. It might take even longer, take a decade or whatever. I mean, 3 decades or 4 even, or of their lifeline, you know. Some people never get over the fact that they had a divorce. You ever been said no to? Sometimes you got to start saying no then. No, I don't want to have sex. No, I don't want to be in this relationship. No, I don't want to go any further than this. No, I don't want to do this song. No, I don't want to smoke that probably has some coke in it. No, I don't even want to smoke. No, I'm just good today. I don't even want to drink right now. Let me focus on what I do. Let me cater to my own boat. And if I feel like I want to go into a higher projection, I could do that on my own will. When you run into the truth of Jamaicans, they will have the certain amount of cannabis sitting right in front of you. They'll give you a portion, you take a portion, and that's what you roll up. That's your own individual. We ain't passing no doobies to each other, none of that. So now it's like when you see how the camaraderie is, it's a little different. You get somebody out here, they say, hey, let's get a 20 bag. They roll up. You don't know what's going on. They got it all rolled up in the individual. Then you all smoking, and one of them different. You're like, oh, man, I ain't know that was going on. Some of us might want to just sneak it in the party, get that molly in the drink, want to get everybody all tipsy. Don't tell everybody it's tipsy stuff. Give them a little edible. Now they over here tweaking. They don't even know what that's all about because it's like the mentality behind it, the intention behind it, that's where it's like, are you really social or just social? You want to just party and have a good time, black out, and don't know what the freak happened? So now the date rape can happen? Or you actually want to keep your mind where you're at and function so that way when you need to put your guard up, you can still do that. I became a dancer and a martial artist on my own. But because of those things that happened to me at 6, that's why all of those things kicked in. And had I asked myself in an earlier time, like DMX probably more than likely said to himself, I want to be a rapper. Oh, I want to speak this intelligence to these people. And they'd be like, all right, cool. But they didn't tell you how they were going to give it to you. So now that's the issue. That's the elegbar that been switched in there. That's the choice that we didn't think we put ourselves into that as a choice. I said, I want to be with some family that's going to love me. Yeah, they love me. It was a conditioning to that love, and we all have different conditions. Maybe they got hurt. Maybe the mother had a child before they had you, and now that child gives you up because they don't know how to handle having you. They already had one that wasn't working in the first place. Now here you come. So now as adopted people, a lot of us have been adopted. we might be in the same household and didn't know we were being adopted. We got some black sheeps in the family that some of us still not accepting as family just because was born outside of the family. Yet got the features of your dad or your mom or your sister or your brother. Come on now. We doing all this fighting.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing to war against but ourselves.
Mm.
When he became Drop Man X, that had me look at X's again, all the X's I could think of. I was like, dang, this is back to Batman. This is back to the Joker. This is back to someone that can now I can crack the joke because I'm the joke. And now people might use it as joke on me at the end, which they basically were doing. How they going to tell us that he died from a coke overdose feeling on the heart attack level when it was COVID-19 vaccination? How they going to give us that information when it's totally the opposite? Totally the opposite.
Yep.
But this is what media do. Mm. Media gives you the unorganized truth and give you an organized lie. And which one goes further?
Mm.
Don't worry. I'll let you wait on that one.
Mm. Man. Oh, yeah, we know about that. All of that, man. And, you know, when me and a few others mentioned that last part about, you know, a lot of these people are passing, you know what I'm saying, for COVID-19. See, the dark side of COVID-19, which your media does not share with you, you know what I mean? How many, and the celebrities, you know, they're promoting, they think that this vaccine is safe. You know, you heard DMX saying, you know, give your life to Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of our guys, you know, were under these programs heavily, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of us do believe that COVID is what took them out. But, you know, please don't quote us on that. We don't know. But Eternal, when you mentioned the numerology of it in the numbers, when I feel that the proof is right there in the fucking numbers, right there in our face. So, with that being said, you guys, let me go ahead and play this 2-minute clip from Bobby Hemming. And after that,
numbers don't lie, bro. Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Always some setup shit. The same thing happened with Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke had a publishing company, a gospel label, and a soul label. He had all the publishing rights. He was getting new artists to get their publishing rights. This is what, 1963? Took him to the hotel, set that whole thing up, had the woman kill him. So they've been doing this thing for the longest. It's spiritual. We have to learn how to read the spirit realm and not just think that everything is just everything. And your contemporary people around you don't have no magical qualities about them. Got Biggie, Tupac, Aaliyah, Left Eye, Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix. And Marvin Gaye said it. He said, I was getting ready to take this shit and do a whole nother love music with this thing. He had already started with that cancer thing. In the ancient world, how you break it down, you got pre-dynastic Egypt. Set is the pre-dynastic god of all time. In the dynastic world, Set became evil. This particular Set character travels up into Phoenicia, and the Phoenicians is the people who actually start early Greece, and that particular entity was named Pan. Pan later on becomes this messianic figure that they worship a couple of hundred years before Jesus, called Orpheus. And Orpheus plays a lyre, which is this string instrument. And this is the great mystery on how the white people study mythology and pinpoint the people that they got to kill. See, these mythology stories were actually prophetic in talking about now, before this Jesus cult springs up. They were worshiping Orpheus. Orpheus is this musician. Orpheus is known as the Messiah. Ilya Akan said that the religion in the future will not be a religion, it will be a music. Now, the story comes out of Egypt. They said it took the best heroes, Hero and Heru Horus, the Christ. You take the best Africans, put them in the Western Hemisphere, because they have all of the talents of all the Africans around the world. You make a new people, and those people, the Golden Fleece means illumination. Those people will illuminate, will be the Christ. It's called Christomelos. Melos meaning black, which means the black Christ. On that boat was Orpheus, a Messiah figure of music. The Jews know, I'm talking about the Israelis, taking and studying our mystical text, that so the Messiah is not just one person. There can be a figure that you can line up behind, but it means a whole race of people. So this is a Messiah. A Messiah is one who inspires in his music a spiritual aspect, and they studied it, a spiritual aspect of his whole essence in the music that could raise the people up. So therefore, this is why they had to start killing off these particular entities.
Honey LJ, come on. Come on down.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Peace, love, and light, fam. Can y'all hear
me? Yeah. You out and about?
Yeah, well, working on the truck, working on the Mazda, but my cousin came over to help me out. We just been ripping and running, getting batteries and all types of stuff. But phenomenal breakdown, Brother Eternal, that you just gave, and it really makes us think. Like you said, numbers don't lie. The issue is that we don't understand that we are the all, which means that numbers are very prevalent for us. You know what I'm saying? Your birth date, your physical expiration date. These things are prevalent and relevant to a lot of what we're dealing with, how we're maneuvering this life, our partners, our experiences, our exchanges. These things are very prevalent. People don't even acknowledge the sun and the moon that sit in the sky daily. And yet they feel like they're aware. They feel like they know. They feel like they are in a space of understanding what the hell is going on. And they don't want to even understand that every day you introduce yourself to a new you. You're not the you that you were yesterday. You're not the you that you were 5 minutes ago. You woke up feeling one way, and the experiences of your day changed you by the time it is now. So, you know, this stuff right here runs deep, and we've been programmed to think that we know. A lot of us say, oh, no, I don't think I know nothing, but you get up every day with a thought process on how you are in your subconscious that ain't in alignment with your conscious. This is where you get psychosis. This is where confusion and chaos lie. So we've got to be in a position to want to know. That's been a lot of our biggest problems, is we don't want to know. You know, but you don't know. You know, but you don't, but you don't. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to work on these things and put our mindsets together and our understanding that we are here on Earth. Earth is a school, but we as individuals are the class. That's why they tell you, know thyself. Know thyself. Then we get into drugs and ego and all this whole other stuff, and we lose ourselves. And we spend the duration of this thing we call life trying to find ourselves when we never seen the reflection of ourselves to know what that looks like. Because we talk about them people and those people, and I don't like him and I don't like her, not understanding that they are the reflection of you. That's why you feel like you feel. But they're a reflection of you that you haven't introduced yourself to in the consciousness to understand why you feel what you feel about what you see that you say you don't like or that you say you do like. So this thing, this rabbit hole run deep. It run deep. And we got a lot of people out here saying that they know. We got a lot of people saying that they don't know. But we got a lot of people mixing too. You know, the illusion of inclusion, fake it till you make it, all that old kind of carrying on. And society knows this. We just don't. And that's our problem. And it's become cliche to say know thyself. It's become cliche to say do the mirror work, do the shadow work, find out who you are, understand why you are, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? But do we really take the time? You know, nephew, me and you talked yesterday about just sitting, just putting yourself in a bubble and just sitting. Some of us can't sit with ourselves, but we want to be in the middle of everybody else. Can't sit with you. Can't stand your own company. Can't stand your own silence. You can't be friends with you, but you want to be friends with everybody else. You can't be your own brother or sister, but you want to be brothers and sisters with everybody else. If you can't stand you, how dare you ask me to stand you? If you can't take the time to know who you are, how can you? What? Hold on. I gotta come back.
What was you saying? Okay, what was you saying, Eternal? You said that's real. Eternal was saying that that's real. Even with yourself, do you even like your own side?
No,
I'm sorry, I'm trying to multitask.
But and I appreciate the agreement. But this is something. This is the focal point. Here on air, we say we want to give y'all something that y'all can walk away with and use for y'all as individuals. We don't want to give you something. We don't want to be like doctors. We don't want to be the doctor. We don't want you to keep coming back and we give you a Band-Aid for a gaping wound. We want to give you what you need to empower you that you never have to come back for the services. You come back for the understanding of the connection that now you've learned something and you can bring something to the table to help somebody else not have to come back. That's the power.
Mm-hmm.
People, oh, I got power. I got these people coming back to me. They calling me. They coming. That ain't power. That's control. That's manipulation. If you're going to empower somebody, you got to first empower yourself so that people not only come to you for power, but they don't drain you of your power. And we've lost that level of connection because we don't have a medium. We don't have balance. So we out here with mental issues and emotional issues and connection issues and attachment issues and detachment issues, not even understanding that. We the man with the master plan. We just didn't sit down and read our own notes. We didn't sit down and absorb and understand the information being given. And yet we want to be gods until it's time to do God shit. That part, y'all.
Follow me.
All right. Eternal, what were you going to say?
Well, I was saying, that was real. That's real. It's real. It's about reeling, how you reel in your energy, how you reel like a fish back on a pole on the reel of what thoughts is. You know, they made Jesus the point of how you fry fish on a Friday. So when we call it a holy day, some of us are really doing holy, holistic things. However, some of us get holy on the other holy, the saint of holy. And so they have drink of me, eat of me. And so as you breed it, you bred it, you know. And this is the point of how being Ham, being fruitful and multiply, yet Ham is Ma backwards. So how do we don't see Ma? You know what I mean? So we're putting ourselves in karma or dharma and don't see the dharm or the harm in Ma. But that's a dharma in the D with an H and A arma. That's why we got an arm in the Ma connection. We are arm of it. So it's a band of it or a banner towards it. This is where our flag comes from. So when we say flag, we also sag that F with an ag in ourselves because we don't see the AG. It's the L that lags ourselves. It's a seven upside down of heaven in ourselves. So how many quarters do we use of our brain? We use one quarter to the brain. Might as well say it's one third to three thirds when you know the third doesn't have a fourth. But when we look at a triangle is either a shape on a floor or a pyramid that stands up. And you can see the three dimensions in its shape. That's why some of us are ship out of shape and out of shape with ships. And now we stay shiftless as we think of a ship. This is why the mind is like how we say on land. You land your thoughts with DNA, but it's an L with and. This is why we use the L. It's L for balance, to leverage yourself. That's how you balance yourself as a being. But if you don't see it, it's because you beam it on everything. You don't know how you are a being. And how we be is like a being with a sting. So you sting yourself just like the ring. 26 being how the A, the alpha, and the beta to be theta and delta, but from A to Z. So your Z is really an N. It's just missing a D. We don't move it. We don't see it differently. Yet we have to move it differently to see the angle. If not, there's no angle and angle to ourselves. How you angulate yourself when we triangulate everything? Triangulate is the point of using tri, but not T-R-Y, to T-R-I. The I is you in yourself. And how you T is really your R with the root of 9 being a T. It's just past that 10. Past that 10. R-S-T. We don't see S being a 10, and now 11 being a T. That's why 11 happens to be a symbol, but yet it also is a number in how we have frequency in our thoughts. the T ended up being a 2. We say a 2 before we even know that 2 was still a 10, but it's really 11 again. The added 1 to ourselves. This is why we don't see ourselves. When we're explaining these things, it sounds like it's a riddle, sound like it's, oh, he's coming up with some freestyle rhyme. No, this is what it is. We've been into this tune of how to use our tune with a T, but don't say the oom and una or tuna. And then we don't know fortuna, so how we have a fortune? We call it lucky, but that's the L being the 7 with a ucky, like yucky. We don't see a Y. Y is the actual pyramid. It's just inverted. But now if you put it back together, you won't have to say it's perverted. But we use this as our saying as our phallus, and that we put there on the obelisk. And now we say the obelisk is higher than our own ways and thoughts. But yes, circumference is how we bend cart. What's the shadow and how the shadow casts out what waves are? We're in tune with ourselves, but how do you get in tune with yourself? You got to know how to tune by adding a R to yourself. You're in turn to yourself. We into turn all things. That's why eternal is not just me. It's all of us. You are S-A-M, like my dad happens to be. Add an E, now you hear Sam being same. We might be doing the same thing. We just didn't know what we contain in this brain. A B with a rain in this brain. So now how do you reign as a range yourself? Could be deranged. If you don't know how you aim yourself in the other things that you already been yourself, you're a reflection to yourself. So now when you see all this, do you hate self or do you hate me as you call it self and don't know what me is mentally? This is why these things happen to be what it is. We're outside reflecting outside, but it's really inside that you're reflecting on the outside. You expect everybody to be all right because we see your insides out. So if you actually a person that say, oh, I'm going to take off all my clothes and I love all my skin and my heaviness or my lightness of who I am or the darkness that I'm in, you got a choice. So you either take it or don't. This is why some of us feel like it's perverted in our mind. And now we take that as a joke when we have somebody intelligent. We say, this person is weird. This person is crazy. I don't get this person. Yet, is that your tribe you're talking to? Or maybe you're just talking to a different tribe. Maybe you need to talk to the person that's in that tribe that talks almost like that person, just not quite that person. This is why it became cyclic versus just cycle. This is why we know social and not just social. Of course everybody drinks, but does everybody drink water? And then, does everybody drink water at the same time, or do they need that water to do the same thing or do something different when they have it? This is why the humiliation of the nervous system actually hits us to where we're hypersensitive and hypertension, and they happen to call this ADHD. But it's only because there's this food that we were set in front of that had to sit there because someone said, eat this food because I made it for you, yet it got all this sodium in it. And you said, you better eat this food because I'm the one cooked it. But did you cook it or you just preheated it? There's a difference on how we cook and preheat things. And now our mind is in this same preheater too. You're an injection of yourself as a reflection to yourself. So now how are you inflecting out? Is it an influx? Is it you have an affection or are you being affected or affected? See, this one, it became a change in your thoughts. Shouldn't it be corrected versus just a core being erected? This is why most people wrecked it as soon as they grabbed it. And now they say you're reckless. But wouldn't that be wreckful, full of wreck? That's why a man of mind has to know either their monstrosity, learning how to become this Frankenstein, or they came from the Frankenstein aspect and was called German. See, I came from Germany. That's why these words are so familiar to self, because we already been around it with a different language. We call it Ebonics. It helps you. Did you know you use sage and sausage, but because we don't hear the word, we don't express it, yet it's there to be seen, is saw and sage. But we don't see ourselves. So this is how we don't think, oh, I'm eating the right thing along with the wrong thing. This sage that's in there, but the sausage happens to be the only real reason why it's able to kick in to keep you alive while you're basically putting hookworms and ringworms and all those worms as it rings back in your body 42 days to even 42 weeks of you having all this stuck in you, constipation. You can't be constipated all this time. Pretty soon you're going to open your mind up. And then when you find out, when you mind out, you say, I'm bored. They got a key to your keyboard. But is it your chi as your board? Do you use that when you're bored? Because you could be stuck like Monopoly. But it's still a moon with poly going on here in Monopoly. So how much Earth or moon or even the other planets are we connected to for this sun energy? We supposed to be solar, not so low energy. Yet, is this your expression where you go around? This what you speak? You a big cloud of all this nothingness? Even in nothing, you got something. But even in something, you got nothing. Leave in your brave side, but not just the brave as the Indian, not just brave as wild, or not just brave as what they made as a chief. You're known as a Moor from the maroon sign, but you know the maroon sign not to be you like that, not this rough and tough Afro puff aspect. I get it. We all could be rough riders, but we don't have to be so rough that you got to end up looking like a dog when you walk out the door. Your energy is knowing how pure you are. You know, poor is pure. That's the same word. It just happened to look different. I just changed the O to U and the U to O. Oh, you didn't know? That's why this life is going from left to right. We got to face ourselves. There's three lefts to one right. There's three rights to one left. Once you get into that square, the triangle, and the circle, you see how it all fits. But now, remind yourself, it's not just one cycle. It's cyclic. So you can have a different vibration of this circle that you're going to, or this triangle, or this square. It don't have to be this flat point that you say, oh, I pointed it out. That's all I need to know. Just like you said earlier, when you listen to Bobby Hemming, you hear it differently now. You're picking up stuff you didn't hear before because you're now eating stuff that you wasn't eating before, but you was eating it before. You just didn't know how you needed to eat this more. We call it serotonin and melatonin. The foods that you eat, the proper way you lay down, the proper way you get up, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So that PMS, S&P, this is why MPS. We put it in a video game or electronic so you could be already knowing this is in front of you, yet you'll put this attention to yourself rather than that. So now when you lay down, 90 times out of the 80, 100, 10, 10, all the times you're like, well, how come I can't rest? Because you don't turn nothing off. You know the TV was able to be turned off. You know the phone was able to be turned off. Now we just feel like everything got to stay turned on. Even when you lay down, you want to have a light on. This is how much our darkness doesn't get that much. And yet our darkness is not really what we call dark in the first place. It's an illusion. You've been caught into the illusion of Carol Ann, go to the light, and then the Carol Ann don't go to the light. So now is Carol a lion? Carol and the lion? That's Lynn. No wonder this is about the lion in the den. It's a lioness too. They didn't talk about that though, did they? They said David went in the lioness den and he was stuck in there with some lions. What about the lionesses? There's been lionesses in that same den. It's time for you to check the line.
All right, if you guys are listening online, we have 31 minutes in the live broadcast, guys. The number, if you want to weigh in on a broadcast, you know, anything, if you got questions, anything like that, guys, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423, 3423. Press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast. Jimmy is here too with us, Auntie LJ. He's been here at the top of the broadcast, so I'm going to bring him in real quick just to get his thoughts on everything thus far. Jimmy, DMX, Holly Weird, you know, frequency. Everything in which, you know, that you decoded, you know, with your rank.
Period.
How are you? Royal Rising.
Wonderful.
Royal
Day.
DMX, in his physical form, in his spiritual fleshly form, because in the spirit we do have a flesh as a physical, but it's still a physical appearance of the spiritual energy. He's basically Anubis. Anubis was dealing with, you know, bloodlines, basically. To, like, you know, he was doing a lot of, like, even with the DMX music, he spoke about the bloodline.
Lock up. I'm about to go.
Yeah,
I said, lock up. We about to go.
You know, he dealt with, you know, with the bloodlines and the frequencies in the bloodlines, you know, the simple stuff and the, basically the blueprinting also. And you can hear that in his music, stuff like that, if knowing he didn't realize. Because he always was speaking about the blood of
Jesus. Interesting.
He was speaking about the blood of us, like the blood. It's within our DNA. The numerology of the letters and letters and numbers coincide as one. Each letter has a sequence, two numbers, to give some type of code. I can say that for sure. And you said something about Hollywood.
I call it Hollywood. You know what I mean? Hollywood, in the Holly Tree. Yeah, but you know Holly Tree, Hollywood. Do you know about Hollywood? What it means? Like Hollywood, the Holly Tree. Do you know about all of that?
Because
I guess you can. Go ahead.
After our tree, even in within the inner world, all other trees. That's how the religions became religions. It was many trees after that. You know, to adopt our philosophy, basically, as a people, but not as people, but as beings. So yes, a lot of that they use, the Holly Tree comes from the Holy Tree. The Holy Tree is with different trees of, you know, of bloodlines. Like you can get a cherry blossom, a oak tree, a pine tree, all wrapped in one. That's what type of tree it is. The original tree that I know other people, due to the art and frequencies that is being put out, especially now. Because even me being up here, I've been meeting, you know, individuals that has been, you know, wearing that symbology. It's just they don't know of it because that energy of the Holly Tree gives off that same energy of our tree, but it gives off an unknowing, like, perceiving energy for us to be like unknowingly, subconsciously doing things. That's where the subconscious comes in at, the Holly Tree.
Interesting.
And, even because you made a post saying that something about the tree isn't even a holy tree. Exactly that. Because the only way for it to be whole is to experience all these energies in different periods. So once, we had the golden age with that tree of knowledge, and it's the trees, because the trees is the foundation. It's the lambent. Anybody receive that? While I was listening, he's saying something about balance, the L. Balance is the labyrinth of foundation. That We all
eternal follows you.
What happened?
I'm saying eternal is following you. I'm still grasping what you're saying, but eternal is following you. He's in the background.
Because he
understands.
If eternal can confirm this or not, because most of this stuff that I'm saying is more of a paradox, but it's simultaneously happening all at once.
Okay. Eternal.
Yeah, there's a multi-universe, which is explained as a multi-universe, like when Moses went to Mount Sinai and he saw the burning bush, this was the parallel world that we were not in tune with. We didn't know about the parallel world. We didn't know about what does the burning bush have to do with anything, and why is it in Pineal, and why is it in Sinai, and why about the Atlas and the Axis? All this is the connection of the head becoming connection to the heart. Now, of course, we think four being fire, earth, air, rain. These are levels. These are what corners end up representing for fire, earth, air, and rain. So now there are like four corners to everything. But yet, this is how we see Trinity in the one, two, and three, masculine, feminine, and the child, to become in the four like a Jedi or Jedi pillar. The Jedi pillar would be saying to Tekkenu. When we're talking about four, we're talking about how your head now has to connect to your heart. And so outside is inside. This is all reflections. So if you think of plant life also like Green Lantern, is the connection of how you think of hollow being also like a wood. You know, you would as you could, as a wood could. How many wood, what's that, woodpecker, how many woods would a woodpecker pick or cut between the woodpecker as he picked wood? They were giving you riddles, but we didn't know what they were speaking on to make us think would and could. Your cane is your can. So your able is your bull. Your bull is your cane, but your cane is also connected to Aries. Aries from arise, like Abraham, Ab, Ra, and Ham. Ab being a body, Ab being Ba, backwards. So when we say Ab or abstract, that's to take away from to another body. So when we're talking about Ra meaning the Ra or Ray energy manifested. So Ab, Ra, and then you got Ham. That's what I was saying earlier about being fruitful from a tree and multiply. But if you don't know a tree, you're destroying the root before it even got started. This is where the vine and the grass are supposed to make their connection. This is where the salt and the sugar has their connection. But they say she turned around and turned into a pillar of salt because it was Sodom and Gomorrah. And when she sodomized us, that means cut off our private part, then that's why she turned to sulfur. And she suffered. So when she suffered, it's because of not having enough juice, not having enough energy, not having enough reflection of what needs to be put back to self. And self-reflection is the Green Lantern. So you have to know the Green Lantern. What is the Green Lantern about? You have a vision. Where does that vision come from? Your chlorophyll, your food. So you have to go back in tune with this. It has to be a point where you say, you know what? I'm going to start eating more plant life than I am eating animals or humans. Because, you know, some of us are actually still eating humans. That's that McDonald's stuff. I'm not going to say it's the truth, yet you can look for it as the truth. Look for it on your stuff. Look for it on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you need to go, YouTube, and say, hey, let me just check out human meat. What is a human? Anybody eating human meat nowadays? Ask yourself these questions. Maybe because you've been running around thinking that everything's all peachy king, everybody's doing the right thing. What about the left side? They always told you that let the left hand see what the right hand is doing. However, you can see it. That's only if you choose to. Now, these are your choices. Always been three. It's not just two. Not just a duality, not just saying it's black and white, not saying that the man is the white and you the black, you know, there's dark and there's light. There's always the in-between, the gray between the black and the white. So now when we're talking about someone going up to the burning bush, the sun ray can hit the trees so much that they could turn their actual leaf to being brown. It can also do it to a point where it can smell, have a different resonating smell coming off of it. When that brown kicks in, it's just like your copper tone. So being that your skin is in that same thing, your melanin end up being in an attraction. So as melanin being into plant life, it also gives you that same what we call pheromone off of that. and now you're picking up that energy. So this is what we get in this euphoric feeling when you smell the grass and you smell, you know, the plant life. Now you go up to a mountain and you smell the same plant life, you can actually have a euphoric connection. So now you're in an actual lucid dreaming state. That's just off of breathing it alone, let alone drink it or smoke it or do anything else to that. This is the body that how you attract yourselves by the outside and your inside. We call it cannabinoid nerves in the body. So now when you know about your system, how do you get to your nervous system where it's not a destructive nervous system? How about to where it's making your central nervous system work better than it was before? See, some of us on the average never knew anything about hemp, but that was the number one thing pushed around in America before they started saying, let's start putting tobacco in America, and let's start talking about Christopher Newport selling everybody Newports and get addicted to nicotine that's in the tobacco as a leaf. So this is that same leaf, but in the twin of it on the oppositional scale. You got leaves as big as fonto leaves, bigger than my arm. You're like, whoa, how did these leaves get that big? Because they're coming from the giants of Peru. But yet we know about indicus, right? We don't know about kush and all that coming from India. But yet in the same area, India, this is where all those areas where you could touch 12 locations in the area, you can actually enhance your body. So now is the point of how much do you do rituals? How much do you sit down, meditate, and get your medication on in the proper way versus turning on the TV set and let it energize you the wrong way? Put it into a point where you got that five layer that you call cannabis, so the seven layers that it actually grows out to become, those levels of that is the masculine, feminine, and you. The masculine and feminine of your grandmother. The masculine and feminine of your grandfather. That's what you are smoking. You are smoking your own energy. So now it's just the point of how are you enlightened by the energy that you are taking? Whether you drink it, smoke it, eat it, these are the things you say, okay, am I paranoid? Am I doing the wrong thing because I'm doing this? Well, how about because of your teachings was showing you that you felt like you was doing the wrong thing? And those that taught you this, that it's because of that, that's how you feel like it's the wrong thing. If you knew naturally you did this so you could say, ooh, I feel better now. Well, why were you doing that in the first place? And what made you feel like you had to do that in order to do that? This is about your enhancers. How do you breathe the holy breath? They call this the holy breath for a reason. It wasn't because you went to church that it became holy. You're doing this every day. So if you walk outside and you breathe better, it's because of these plants that's around you. But if you haven't, it's because you've been depressed and you've been doing other things to keep on the depression. You know, vice is close to advice. So now if the vices that you're using are not giving you the better advice, then you're using vices. That's it. It's the point of how do you change your tool? It's not a weapon. Most of this that we're using now become weaponized, and we end up hitting ourselves with MK Ultra, doing LSD and acid and coke that's already been synthesized. We're supposed to use all the natural substances that's supposed to be helpful. You know what the natural substances are? The natural substances are those things that's around us that's right off the bark of a tree. We call acacia. We call it Pomosus hostilis. We call it Capri. KB Divine. We have Surium Rue. We got mushrooms. All of these things became how do you tap into your lucid way of thinking and your shamanistic way. So when you see the pulse of the earth moving like it's so, it's because you are now in tune with the three-dimensional going into five, even six dimensions of life. If not, it's because you've been seeing everything flat. That's why they made Jesus sit with a flat table and had the flat windows and the square, the rectangle. They had us rectangle ourselves. Now we're over here laying in a bed that's an eight. Don't know it as that same square rectangle, you know, laying in the bed, the couch, opening the refrigerator, got the cell phone as one, passing a dollar bill, your car looks like one. Everything now is in the shape of how you're thinking because it's now put to make you think that way. Now, if you came out of the shape, you would start thinking differently.
Okay. All right. Auntie LJ, you here? Did you want to tap in? I think you were trying to come in earlier. I know Auntie B is in the background.
I'm multitasking, y'all. I'm multitasking. I'm sorry.
You could.
I agree with everything that's being said. You know, when when we stop and really think. See, we think because we focus on something that we're thinking, but the subconscious mind is always thinking. So if you don't align yourself with your subconscious mind, your natural mind and your subconscious mind will have conflict. Your natural mind is what's programmed. Your subconscious mind is the information of you that came with you. You were perfect when you came. When you took your first breath, you were perfect. You didn't become tainted until you started getting immunizations and social security numbers and birth certificates and all of what we
the
don't acknowledge.
Of your parents.
Right. They're spells. Exactly. And so for me as a mother, there's a level of guilt that comes with that. Because of my unknowing, I enslaved my children without knowing. And I was born with the all-knowing. But I came under the curse of my mother who enslaved her children in the unknowing. You see how these cycles continue? So we have all of these things that end up, as Eternal said, with the 90 degrees being prevalent in everything, in every rectangle, in every square, and everything that has a corner, there's a 90 degree in that shape. So when are we going to accept that 9 is completion and stop giving the energy to continue the cycle?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the question.
There it
That's
is.
That's the question.
Eternal, you said it.
And we have to do it. We have to do so and be willing to accept our place in helping these spells be in existence. You know, I tell people all the time, stop affiliating with black. There's no flag on black. You're not going to get any du jour laws off of black. You're only going to call for the de facto laws off of black, and even those laws are not for you. They're man-made. They're manipulated. They're tainted. The du jour laws come with you knowing a tribe, you recognizing yourself as an indigenous people. If your great-great-great-grandmother would never know where but upon this rock on which we stand, you are indigenous to that land. You never came on a ship. You never came on a ship. But they will tell you that. And because you don't want to research
That's
you,
a whole...
you'll accept it as truth.
Man.
You'll accept that as your truth. Because you went to school and your mom allowed you to be in a school system that wasn't talking about you, wasn't promoting your roots, you believe the lie. Eternal said something earlier when I jumped in, and he was like, you know, there's a lie and then there's the truth. I'm going to give y'all a jewel. Truth and the lie, and a lie and the truth. That's why they work hand in hand. People who tell lies close enough to the truth so that they can remember it. Okay? Were you with her at the store? Yes. How long were you with her at the store? I don't remember, but I know I was there. You know how long you was at the damn store. You see what I'm saying? But that's your story, and you're sticking to it. So you gave the truth, but you also gave a lie. What's a lie? Altering the truth in any form. T-Found, did I talk to you yesterday? No, I did not talk to T-Found yesterday. I talked to T-Found the day before yesterday. Well, no, that's not the truth. You did talk to T-Found yesterday. No, I didn't. I talked to T-Found the day before yesterday. Okay, so what do you mean you didn't talk to him yesterday? Because his call logs say that you talked to him yesterday. Well, see, what happened was it was 12:01 when I talked to him. But I just didn't consider that to be yesterday. You see the lie? And yet it's still the truth. It was past 12 o'clock, so it was technically yesterday. However, if I don't want to tell you that, then I altered the truth, which made it a lie. Even though the truth is we talk. Period.
Yeah.
So this is what government does to us. It gives us snippets of what is the truth, and then it supports us with their lie. And because mm-hmm. it's a little bit of truth, okay. we take the whole lie. Yes, can I get, I'm here at McDonald's Eternal. Can I get
okay.
chicken
Mute
nugget meal?
We're about to end, y'all. We're about to end, so let's go ahead and just do our wrap up. Jimmy, did you want to add anything before we wrap up? We're going to go ahead and wrap up.
All I got to say is that I'm, like, this is what I'm still learning, and I'm getting out of my comfort zone. Just be happy, and all it will be given to you.
Stay close. Stay close. You know, a mentor told me that early on when I was going through drug rehab in the early 2000s. You know, she said, keep on, you know, whatever you do, just stay close. And, Jimmy, that's what I love that you're doing. Regardless of what you may have going on in the background, you remain and you stay close. So please, for me and the unseen and for yourself.
Oh, you know, because I'm in New York. I'm definitely going to stay close with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm going to
tell you something about that stay close. I'm
going
to tell y'all something about that stay close. Get close with you first. Because
yes.
you doing you first and anything that you do gives you the beacon to lead you where you're supposed to be. Let me tell you something about learning you. Because people are like, I'm doing the work and it doesn't seem to be working and this, that, and the other. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, even with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When the student is ready, when you're ready for your shit.
That's
when
the most realest shit I heard.
Shit, the teacher in you is going to teach you about your shit. But you got to be willing to be
Come
a
on.
Student. You got to be willing
and,
to sit still. You
okay.
got to be willing to get
Hallelujah.
Quiet.
Sure.
And you got to be willing to face you. You got to be willing to face you. Some of us are so big and bad and motherfucker bring it on and I wish you would and you won't even sit with you. You scared of you.
Yeah.
If you're scared of you, you're scared of everything. If you're
yeah.
scared of you,
we
you're scared of everything.
That. We got to admit that.
Yes.
Because I think we all may go through that at some point.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
In the moment that we admit it.
In a period of time.
But we
yeah.
got to be willing to do the work. If we're not willing
to do
the
work,
it's all bullshit. You too. It's all bullshit.
All right. So,
and the
all,
work
okay.
is not
Go ahead,
always
this
going
wrap
outside
up.
Of yourself. The work is
mm-hmm.
you facing yeah. you. That's your first part. Face you. Not the part of you that you like. Face all of you. And if you
no.
can't do that, then you ain't ready for school. And so now you all out of whack. Because you in class, remember the first day you went to school and you went to the classroom and the kids was already there and they introduced you to the kids and you were nervous?
Mm-hmm,
now ask
mm-hmm.
yourself, ain't that the feeling you
the
get
new job
when you out here introducing yourself to you and you get the butterflies and the palm of your hand starts sweating
yeah.
and you realize something about yourself and you have that same level of anxiety? Why are you programmed
yeah.
to be fearful of yourself? Why? Who taught
like,
you that?
Exactly.
Mm.
Can
Who
I say
taught
this?
You to fear
because,
you?
Because
yeah.
come on.
Because you know I'm 21. I just lost my virginity and all that shit. That's exactly that. One of my biggest fears was coming out into the world and doing what I would really like to do. And it doesn't matter what. Like if I wanted to try this experience, I wanted to try it. I was so worried about the backlash of what people say, not just energetically, but, you know, verbally or physically. But you got to say, I don't give a fuck because you're just doing you.
But you had to introduce yourself to you to be able to know that you were doing you.
Exactly.
And
so,
a lot of
know,
us are not, we're not introducing ourselves to who we authentically are and doing us. And I think that when we're dealing with Earl, because I knew of him on a personal level, when you're dealing with him and his energy, he was taught not to love himself. He was taught not to trust him. And then when he was going out into the world with the wolves at a very early age, run in survival. Early. He was exposed to things that he really wasn't ready for, and he had to adapt. He had to adapt. And a lot of times when we adapt in survival, it's hard to come back because you never had the chance to know who you were before you learned to know who you are. And you started doing things that were not necessarily, you were able to do it, but you were not mentally ready to experience it. A lot of us have sex and drugs and abuse. When you are hollering and screaming at little babies, you are setting the foundation of them thinking that that stuff is normal. You're desensitizing them. When children see people fighting and arguing all the time and in chaotic situations, they're being desensitized to that environment. And when that stuff becomes normal, then being toxic becomes normal. So you don't even realize that you're toxic. And a lot of us are dealing in areas, even me, where I'm still toxic. Me smoking cigarettes, I'm toxic to me. You know what I'm saying? Me eating certain stuff, I'm toxic to me. So when you can have those hard conversations with yourself and understand where you are not so grand, and be okay with that so that you can now fix it. Okay, I know I need to stop smoking cigarettes. I'm going to actively program myself to stop smoking cigarettes. We don't understand that we have to program ourselves. And all day, every day in society, we're being programmed, and we don't know that there is. This is what the meditations do. This is what the sound frequencies do. They help us to deprogram what's been
desensitized,
so that we can now reprogram being sensitized. People will tell you you're too sensitive. You're supposed to be sensitive. Your sensitive would help be a part of your medical, your physical body and your mental and spiritual body of being able to pick up energy. If you are not sensitive, you miss a lot of energy because all energy isn't aggressive. All energy isn't powerful. All energy isn't strong. There's some things that you get from a gentle touch that empower you.
Yes.
And it wasn't hard and it wasn't rough, but you had to be in tune to feel it. So DMX came to show us that it's okay to have feelings. Because in the latter part of his sobriety, in the latter part of him healing himself, he learned to embrace his feelings. The Bible will tell you harden not your heart. When you harden not your heart, it means that you're sensitive. So let's be
Include your wrap up, please.
In the right way. This is going to be my wrap up. But sensitize yourself in a way that your sensitivity is working for you and not against you. That's your key. Use it. Peace and love, family. Enjoy the remainder of your
day. Peace and love. Peace and love. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right, y'all. Please join me. Please join me tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. Jimmy, thank you for coming in. Definitely appreciate you as always. Spiritual Soul Sunday tomorrow, guys.
One more thing before you say that. One more thing.
Okay.
I posted on Facebook, LJ Presley, about us maybe being able to create a show on using music and poetry and you know, whatever you can with sound, because we know we can't see anybody on the show, but to create a show which people could be expressive using poetry, spoken word, instruments, things of that sort. If you guys are interested, hit us up and let us know so that we can create that platform. Because in us doing these things that are not in a normal class setting, it allows us to use the vibration to also heal. Your spoken word is a vibration. Your poetry is a vibration. Your instruments are a vibration. Your physical body is an instrument. Use that. But whatever it is, if you guys are interested, hit us up and let us know. I've got a post on my thing. Chime in and let us know that so that Haru can make a conscious decision on creating that for us. You know, let's be
impressive. Yeah. I'm definitely down for it.
Thank you, Auntie, for that. Whatever talent, whatever, you know, creative expression you have. I know Eternal is good with sound, you know. We'll go into the importance of sound, the importance of, you know, how sound healing. Ooh, there it is, sound healing. That's one of the broadcasts I'm writing down. But yeah, poetry, you know, just all of that, you guys. We want to open it up for you to come to ear and for you to, you know, express yourself. You know, there is a lot of music out here from a lot of artists that a lady just out the blue, y'all, she didn't know me from, you know, and she just sent me her music just out the blue, like, just listen to it, you know. Nobody wants to hear me. I feel like I'm not heard a lot, like, and I'm like, girl, do you know that I'm a radio producer? Do you know we have a radio platform, a whole radio platform where I can play your music and it can be heard internationally? It's online, but, you know, it's definitely avenue a start, you know what I'm saying, to get yourself heard in the mainstream. So, you know, just things like that, guys. You know, let's network. Let's, you know, if you are a struggling artist or whatever you may deem an inspiring artist and you just want to get your material out, it's open for all of that. You know what I'm saying? EAR is a one-stop shop for every creative aspect, you know, to be heard, to be felt, you know, all of that. So, you can go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. You can go to contact us. You can also go to the About section, and you'll see all of us there in our contact information as far as everybody that's on the panel and a part of the host, as far as hosts are concerned. All right, and also, guys, we have it open to become a host. That is on the website as well. You know, we are open to renew hosts. You know what I mean? To come in, you know, you can either get one host did once a month. You know, some of our other hosts do once a week. The host that we have now outside of us now, they do every other week. You know what I mean? So it's whatever time frame, whatever you have, you know what I mean? Just whatever you tell us, you know what I mean? What you want to do, guys. EAR is, and I will train you. You know, I will train. And when I say train you, I mean I would just show you how it goes. You know, I would show you everything that I know and tell you everything I know, and I would work with you, you know, to get your creativity out. You know, I work with Mary Fox. You know, she's another host on EAR, you know, to where she has so much to say. She still has so much to say in her creative vision. Her and I, we work together, and she gets her creative vision out however she wants to get it out. And I do that with, you know, discussions in the Black Room, Professor Cobb and his daughters. You know, they give me what they have an idea and a vision for, and I help them bring it to life. So contact us, enhancingawarenessradio.net, or you can email me directly at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out. All right, Eternal, if you're still there, we can't hear you. You may be muted, bro. Go ahead.
So we're into interaction of ourselves, the interaction having the outer action. Of course, there's a way that we connect to ourselves. It's called balance. So as you beam yourself, you have to remind yourself, is it that this is what I want to see at the best of myself? When you look in that mirror, you're looking in the past of yourself. The idea is to take that bandage off of your arm, off of your leg, off of your other leg, off of your other arm, off of your head. Because when we say Allah, some of us think Allah is one being. It's not. It's supposed to be many beings in the oneness. Now, when we say Allahumma, it represents all of these beings as much as we say Medu Nature, Mother Nature. So a divine has been put to all of us, and how we've been into divinity. Now, the moment we lose that divinity is because we look at ourselves as a fallen angel or angel. This is where we get this arch or archangel. That's why a lot of us got an L in our names. If you notice, your mother gave you an L in your name. She don't even know why she did that. So people who are walking around you with a L, a E-L, and a L-E backwards, they might not know that this is their truth to who they are, as numbers don't lie, just like the words that we end up putting on ourselves don't lie. So now it's about, how do you have a nomenclature of who you are? Do you really say who you are? If you don't, you've been just like Mulan. You just like been saying the same, oh, that's not you. Your chi ain't even strong enough because you don't even believe in that chi. You don't even believe in the breath of yourself. Now here we go saying Jesus. How many times do you say Jesus and you're saying it in vain, though? You just see something going, something that's not going, oh, Jesus. And you're saying it right now, like, what, did you just use that or did you use it for power? And now the same word you say, oh, shit. And you're using that word for power. So which one is it that you're supposed to be using? Now you just do it all loosely. You don't care what you say. You just say anything loose out the mouth. That's like saying, I'm going to just use the bathroom anywhere. I'm going to use it over here. I'm going to use it over here. Hey, you don't mind, do you? You got a child right here in the present. I don't care. I'm just do this because I got to go. So this is what I meant by the babysitter. How much have you actually took a child with you and had them around you for 24 hours so you know how to actually respect when you say God, how do you respect the gods that's amongst you? You know, they call them God's children for a reason. But are you really looking at it like that, or you just say they're a peon to who you and how you are? So now you don't think in that reflection. Yet these are the same energies that got to go around you like these vines in the grass that help create the trees that actually grows the roots and the roots that grows from branches and the branches become stems that actually started from the beginning to now it has bark. So now it can land back on the ground and become another tree that we have life out of the fruit and the seed of life. There's what we call Kabbalah, the 10. How do you see your attention in a 10? You're supposed to know their tenth of how you've made intention, intent, like tint in your car. See, there's ways that your intent could be E-N-T. So that's why E-A-R is your ear, but without the H, you can't hear anything. You have to have your heaters on. And them heaters create all things that gives life. This is why birds were able to go somewhere because of the heat that they had, and they know where the heat is going, and now they know how to get to the other heat that they're connected to. That's a magnet. So you have electronic magnets, but you have electricity in your body to give you this electromagnetic pull. So now how do you use this or you don't use it? Neutrinos is what's in between the black and the white, or what I say, the breathing and non-breathing. Neutrinos happen to be the heat that gives you that energy to keep on going, that locomotive as their locator, that location of yourself in the locator starts to kick in. You say, now I know where I'm going, and now you can see it. Now you can see it as not only just heat, but ether. You know, heat is ether. Ether, if I move it around, you can hear the word heater. That's why it's about heter. Heter is also known as heifer, which is also Hathor, which we also connect to heru. When you know the het of yourself, you know the ta of yourself. That's what we call it het backwards. So if you say that, you're still saying ma'at. Not knowing ma'at is connected to ma'af, math. And so ma'at is the feminine form to ta, tahuti. Tahut is your hut or your hat that you put on your head. But it's coming from out of the cave as a lion if you can't see what you did, or you dive yourself as divide yourself. When you dive into yourself, you're into the divine of yourself. So finding yourself in a line with yourself is what you're supposed to do, versus saying that you're the unkind to yourself. You've been unkind for how long? This is that time for you to change, not only change, correct it. Because see, your anger is an anchor, so it can shipwreck yourself, and then you're shipwrecked it. Even though people want to have this erection they feel when they get up at the beginning of the day, they say, hey, man, I feel like I need to do her in. No, you need to go to the bathroom and do you in. This is where you've been having all this toxicity you need to get rid of before you even have that injection to this feminine energy. So now when we're a divine man, the masculine end up being the negative that we didn't even realize that we got to get out again. This is why we think of how this man is a stick or a line or a pole, and they call him a prick when they get inside the home. These are the things that we haven't really realized as we done touched and now manifest the Midas with a touch that everything is now gold. Yet it started off from copper tone. So how do you tune yourself? It's time you change your health, because really your wealth is your health. And once you see that, now you have a better self. Your self has to be a self-awareness, self-attraction. Otherwise, you have been having self-hatred, this illusion to yourself that now that self is the only lower self that you like to ignore or implore as yourself. This is why you're in a poor of yourself. What is poor? That's the shore to yourself. You have to be a water. So shore to yourself as a shore, S-H-O-R-E to yourself, not just S-U-R-E of yourself. There's a ray energy. Know your raw. Don't just be raw all the time, but know your ray being how rare you can also be. You're a rarity. Show how much rare you have when you use your inner chi, your ki. Don't just be a monkey. Be a monk with the ki. Buddha.
I say, oh.
Masculine magic. I created this series of affirmations for black men to remind you who you are, to awaken your God consciousness, so you can understand how much you mean to black women, to black children, to the community, and to the world at large. And for you to begin to walk like a God. Talk like a God. Behave in your divine power like the God you are. Words have powerful vibrations becoming your reality when you utter it. While I speak life into you, driving in your car, resting in bed, working out at the gym, I want you to visualize yourself as every attribute I call on to you. Black man, you are God. You are a living deity. You walk this earth in your divinity, in purpose and power. Your back is erect like a true king. You breathe confidence. You exude self-worth. You know who you are. You are a phenomenon. Anything you do is amazing. Your ideas produce generational wealth. You are an effortless provider. You are loved, black man. I love you. We love you. There is no comparison to you. You are resourceful. Anywhere you go, you raise the vibration. You are incredible. You are so impressive, black man. You are highly desired and highly favored. Anything you desire, you get. You are balanced in your divine masculine and divine feminine energies. You are intuitive and you are logical. You are an amazing listener. You are an incredible expression of your thoughts. You are self-defined. You are a natural-born leader. You are strong. You are courageous. You are so handsome. You are loving. I love you. You are so impressive. You are shining like rock. You are fully equipped to be and do anything you want. You are genius. You are emotionally intelligent. You are caring. You're a loving man. You are a warrior protector. You make us feel safe. You are abundant. You are fearless. You are full of life. You are a positive thinker. You are such a beautiful soul. You are creative. You own your reality. You are kind. You are ever growing and ever evolving. You are a healer. You are unforgettable. You are an incredible lover. You are masculine, masculine, masculine. You are understanding. You are self-assured. You are a solid decision maker. I trust you. You are worthy. You are healthy. You are full of life force energy. Wealth is your birthright. Happiness is your birthright. To live like a king is your birthright. You are powerful beyond comprehension. You are passionate. You are a trailblazer. You mean what you say. You are loving. You are present. Your presence is felt when you walk into a room. You exude strength. You hold the posture of a pharaoh. You deserve the best because you give the best in everything you do. You are magic. You are needed. I need you, black man. We need you.
We need you.
You are a compliment to your relationships. You are thoughtful. You are giving. Your cup always runneth over. You are mentally sound and at peace. You are a proactive man. You are accountable. You own your power. You are everything, black man. There is nothing you are not. You are loved. What you bring to the world, we want. You are talented. You take good care of yourself. You are drinking more water, eating more fruit and vegetables. You make time to work out and exercise. You are mentally fit. You are fire, water. You are air. You are earth. You inspire. You are a creative genius. You innovate. You are an alchemist. You are loved, black man. I love you. We love you.
We love you.
You are a living God walking in your divine purpose. You know who you are.